Today on the program, we're going to start off kind of where we started at this time yesterday.
Yeah, so this is where everything began.
At this facility in Southern California, the pile of recyclables that 5 million of us make in just one day is so big that it makes the semi-truck unloading its haul right now look like a toy.
That's KCRW's Kaylee Wells reporting on where the stuff in your blue recycling bin winds up. Well, now to today's stuff. The good news, most of what you're tossing in that blue bin is getting diverted from the landfill. So now that we've answered that question, what about the dozens of other questions that we got about what you can toss in there? Well, Kaylee is back, and she's been out searching for answers, and hopefully she has some for us today. Hi, Kaylee.
Hey, Steve. I do have some, I promise.
I hope so. I need some. I definitely want to answer the most common question we got. It's about the peanut butter jar, or any, like, jar that needs washing out, right? You're supposed to clean it out. Is it worth the water to send the clean peanut butter jar?
Yeah, and I kind of get it, especially when we're going in and out of drought. You're like, every drop is precious. I put this question to everyone I could think to ask, and the answer is yes, it is worth it to clean out the peanut butter jar, but, you know, don't knock yourself out. You don't need to spend a gallon of water to make it pristine. I followed the advice of Lisa Tucker with Consumer Watchdog, who's something of a recycling expert.
You just put a little bit of water in the bottle, put the cap back on, shake it, and pour out that water, and that's good enough.
That's good enough. So you clean it out, right? And maybe there's a little peanut butter left in there, but that's okay.
Yeah, the technology at the recycling plant can handle a little bit. You just don't want so much that it's contaminating everything else.
All right, so here is another one that we got questions about. Is there a way to recycle plastic bags? Or what about the plastic with numbers that are not accepted in the blue bin? You know, I'm talking about like number 6 or number 7.
Yep, I know what you're talking about, and I've got bad news.
Mm.
You gotta pitch those. There's really no better way to recycle stuff that your blue bin won't accept. And some listeners who wrote in were like, well, but there's the plastic bag drop-offs at my Target or my Walmart. My grocery store actually has one, too. You know, what about those? And actually, this year, ABC News investigated those programs, and they frequently don't end up where you want them to. Here's Tucker again.
All it does is make you feel good. It makes it sound like this stuff is recyclable, and so you're willing to go and do it. But it does end up either landfilled, incinerated, or exported to countries like India and Indonesia. It's a complete fake. It should be going right into the garbage.
And we also had a question about, well, what if you ball up your plastic bags and you tie them and then you put that into the blue bin? I've heard that idea before too, but everybody I asked said, no, that doesn't work either. You just got to throw them away.
Or you can reuse them around the house, right, and not toss them immediately into a garbage.
That is true. If you can't avoid getting a plastic bag, you might as well use it until it dies. I use them for my trash, and I haven't bought a trash bag in years.
All right, so thumbs up on some plastics, but not the plastic bags. How about this one? Tape on cardboard boxes.
It depends on your hauler. Some places are able to take cardboard boxes with tape, but just to be safe, the tape isn't recyclable. And so you might as well make everybody's life easier and take it off at the beginning. Same goes for, you know, like those little plastic windows that you get when you get like a bill in the mail. It's an envelope, but it's got a little plastic window. Plastic windows aren't recyclable either. Take those out before you pitch the paper.
All right. So what about the cardboard itself? I mean, you know, you talk about how great the recycling system is for cardboard, but then you also talk about composting it. So do you recycle it or do you compost it? Which is better?
So I actually put that question to the director of CalRecycle. Her name is Rachel Maki Wagner, and she was so glad that you were avoiding the landfill. She called this an A-plus student question.
I would say at this juncture, with where we are in the system and in implementation of recycling and the organics system, I would recommend recycling.
One quick caveat on that, though. That doesn't apply if it's a greasy pizza box. Any amount of grease doesn't work for the recycling bin, so when you got greasy pizza boxes, compost those instead.
Because, yeah, that's food, right? You got food on there.
Yeah, it contaminates it.
I feel like, Kaylee, we need to do a lightning round with some of these specific questions, all right? Are you ready for that?
Oh, I'm totally ready.
You're ready? All right, let's dial up the clock. Here we go.
Okay.
Ziploc bags.
No.
No. Okay. Salad or produce bags, like, you know, the pre-cut salad? No.
Yep, another no.
No. All right. The bag, you know, that plastic bag that your newspaper, your rolled up newspaper comes inside.
I know it, but again, can't get, you got to pitch it.
All in the trash. Okay.
Yep.
Meal delivery ice packs.
Again, no.
No. The Amazon plastic mailers.
Another no. And that also includes any of those like padded envelopes with the little bubbles on them. All of those are trash.
But they're plastic, right? You see, this is what it's so confusing, but it's like, no, still trash.
Well, there's no numbers on it. If you had a number on it between 1 and 5, depending on your waist hauler, the blue bin could accept that. But if it doesn't have a number on it, it's not recyclable plastic.
Hard shell plastic containers with your produce in them.
Sometimes they do have a number on them, and depending on what your hauler takes, if it says number 5 and your hauler takes plastic number 5, then you can try and recycle that. It's not great quality, even if it is something your hauler takes. So you could do what I do. So like instead of buying the clamshell container with the diced onion in it, just buy an onion. Buy the produce without the packaging. There's no plastic, and it's cheaper. It's a win-win.
All right. Paper. Let's talk paper right now. Magazines, you know, with the slick paper. Shiny Christmas wrapping paper. Shredded paper. Are those recyclable?
Okay, so the shredded paper, kind of. It's not ideal. If you shred it too small, it falls through the recycling plant's machinery. If you could not shred it, that would be better. The larger the chunk of paper, the better shot it's got at getting recycled. The other things you mentioned, the magazine, the shiny Christmas wrapping paper. Here's Wagner again.
Not recyclable at this juncture. Less of that is better. Canceling those subscriptions. For those A-plus students, cancel those subscriptions that you're not using.
Ooh, the magazine people are probably not happy about that, right?
Yeah, well, but they're making non-recyclable paper. So, I mean, the moral of the story here is just to not create the waste in the first place if you can. I mean, Wagner, for example, is a very big personal supporter of the reusable gift bag.
Oh, I do that too. Like at your birthday or Christmas, right?
Oh, yeah, I do the same thing. We have bags that go back decades in my family. Big fan of those.
All right, here's another question. What is the best way to recycle electronics, and which ones actually need to be recycled? This person said he used to take them to his Home Depot, but they stopped taking them. How do you know where to take e-waste?
Yeah, e-waste unfortunately requires a little bit of sleuthing, but a lot of it is recyclable, and hopefully it shouldn't be too tough. Tucker explained this one to me.
Cal Recycle actually does have a site that lists where you can take electronics. You just go to calrecycle.ca.gov and put in electronics, and you should be able to, you know, find the link. So there's that. And then you can also call other places that sell computers and printers. So, for example, call Office Depot. Call Staples and see if they take it back.
We have one more to end on, and this is a good one. How much, Kaylee, of what we toss actually does get recycled? I'm afraid to know the answer to this question.
Well, I think I might have good news for you. I don't know. You tell me how you feel.
All right.
Out of every item that you toss in every bin statewide, 40% of it is getting recycled. If you live in LA County, that number is way better. Like less than a quarter of it is going to landfill.
All right. Well, that's so 75% of the stuff in LA County usually gets recycled.
Or composted, or somehow is diverted from landfill. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That is good news. That's more than I thought.
Yeah. And California is trying to make this number better and better. So if anything, every time you're tossing some piece of plastic into your recycling bin, the chance that it's getting recycled, hopefully, if our political leaders are doing everything right, that chance is going up every time. So if you recycle everything correctly, the goal is that you can help move that needle and divert more things from landfill.
And if there are more questions going forward, if people, you know, folks say, hey, I'm still confused about this, can they write to you?
Oh, yeah. Recycling or anything else. I love stories like these. So send them to me and email me climate@kcrw.org. You email that address and it lands straight in my inbox.
All right. More questions to come, I'm sure. Hopefully some answers today. KCRW's Kaylee Wells reporting for us. Kaylee, thanks for all the research. We appreciate it.